Welcome to Atlanta.
Here we go. I'll be upset when I don't be telling the title. That one was called like Hopeless Romantic. Who was the Hopeless Romantic? Oh, Amara? That shouldn't have been the title of that episode. That was like one scene. All right. What's up? 1515 probably presents the rundown Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, the official unofficial podcast of Mona Scott Young's Love and Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Michelle Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm all right.
Okay, we're good. All right.
I'm all right.
I got the next 2 days off, so I'm about to be relaxing. Oh, speaking of which, I got to go to the movies tomorrow because I wanted to go see spiritual Negroes. I think it's like magical Negroes. What are the American Society?
Oh, yeah, I do want to see that.
And it wasn't at the two closest theaters. So I got to go a little out, not that far. It's like maybe a 20-minute drive through like city. It would have been a lot cheaper, quicker if I can go on the expressway, but it's not that serious. So I'm going to do that tomorrow so I can talk about that. On Equal Opposites, definitely talking about this Beyonce album, Cowboy Carter, that's coming on Good Friday. I worked Election Day. I'll talk about that. The first two episodes of X-Men 97. The first episode's good. I'm still here for Rogue and Gambit's Love.
That came out today, right?
Yes, came out today. I watched the first episode of that, so we'll talk about that. I don't know if I want to talk about the Jonathan Majors situation or the Nickelodeon. I might want to like.
Oh, this get, Nickelodeon stuff.
Yeah, I might want to get some notes on that Nickelodeon before I just go willy nilly because it's crazy.
I ain't watched it yet, but I haven't seen enough. Well, I ain't gonna say I've seen enough, but I've seen a few clips. And child, it is a lot.
It is. But today we're gonna be talking about season 11, episode 26, A Thirst Trap. We start things off with Spice's celebration, 1 year of life. Let me ask y'all something. Do y'all think we're ever going to get the real reason why?
No.
This, yeah, I don't
know. Nope.
Here's my speculation, purely speculation. I think the surgeries were catching up to her and probably the out-of-country surgeries she was getting, the modifications she was getting done to her body. Because in America, from what I understand, I'm not privy to this because I don't know anybody who's had plastic surgery like that, that doctors sometimes will tell you need to lose weight. And Spice is a little, she carried the weight well, but I'm pretty sure an American doctor might have told her to lose weight before getting these things done. So anyway, everybody's wearing white. Spice feels the love in the room and she thanks everyone for coming out tonight. She details the day that she woke up, that it happened. You know, I woke up, I was vomiting on the way to the hospital and, you know, she thanks Jesus. Afterwards, Spice and Rennie, who are on this healing journey, surprise the group with a trip to Canada because they've been going to a lot of places that are hot and steamy and they can do some coolness. They relay this information to Sierra, Rashida, Amy, and Yandy. I be forgetting Rashida on the show sometimes, y'all. apparently, Mita was there too at this celebration of life.
Yeah, and I was like, I didn't see Mita. I thought they was at least Flash or one.
Yes, fan. Carly got no invite, but Spice is open to Carly coming to Canada. She won't discuss their recent meetup. And Rashida said, don't worry about it. I will invite Carly. You know, I'll set her straight. Scrappy, he's there. He has a lot going on, like Diamond posting these bedroom pics and text messages. Says she ruined their trust. All this while he's at this event with Erica. Even though I don't know Erica. Maybe that was his plus one because I've never seen Erica and Spice have a one-on-one. And he says he used to have sex with Diamond. That's in the past now that she didn't post these pictures. And after these pictures, Erica's not a fan of Diamond. It was class, but now Diamond is giving off Bambi vibes. Thank God for these episodes, because both of these, we've been on the short side. Both of these episodes gave us something to dive into. Rennie invites Saucy and Zell, who wants to know, Saucy Santana wants to know who all going to be there and what the temperature of the weather. It was just Saucy's way of saying he done with Zell. They could have picked the most tropical place. He ain't going nowhere, Brazil. This relationship never felt real.
I was just going to say, something about this relationship has been feeling off the whole season.
Yeah. Bambi hasn't got an invite, and Sierra's not messing with her, but it's whatever. Here's what I liked. The highlight of this whole little celebration. Jock got one line here. He goes up to this woman who's on stilts, white girl, and says, man, you ever fell off one of them? She said, yeah, once when I was twerking. And that was it. I was like, yeah. To me, a better reality show would have had a little bit of a conversation. Like, what event were you twerking for? Like, if we could say it, why were you twerking on these stilts? Right.
Let me ask a couple more questions. Let's dig a little deeper.
Yeah. Then we go to commercial. And again, you call it the Real Housewives situation they do with they zip, zip, zip. They came back from commercial and zipped. Mama D has a video release, and then Spice is working on music with Scrappy. And then we get to Carly. I said, what is going on? Y'all just trying to figure out what works, huh? All right, cool, whatever. Cardi's actually with Amy to talk about her double date from hell. Amy lets Carly know she has broken off with Mozzie due to his old habits. And I wrote, she already looking for another man. Though, because here's the thing. No judgment from me. If somebody breaks up with somebody and they're like, fam, I need to get laid. Because usually what happens if you go through a breakup, the sex done stopped already. It's rarely that you and this person are having sex on Monday, you broke up with them Tuesday morning. It's just like, man, I'm not feeling it. We ain't feeling each other, blah, blah, blah. But I have judgment when you looking for another jump to like go relationship to relationship. I'm like, relax for a little bit. But maybe her and Mozzie wasn't really, I don't know. Poor Mozzie. He's still on the side selling them t-shirts, the Black Love t-shirts. Anyway, Carly also invites Erica Banks because they cool when she realized that Erica was right about Kai. She was like, there was 28 bitches. I counted. So Erica Banks lets them know that Chaotic and her are done because he's been talking to other women and he's immature. But if you like Chaotic, you gotta like his immaturity.
Yeah,
because that's the thing about him. It's like he's gonna be really
a part of him.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, Erica came to a conclusion that her and Carly should have listened to each other because Carly had told. Erica about Chaotic in the Bahamas, and she told her about Kai. Erica also details her no showing at the meeting with Rennie due to the location. She's like, I'm not finna go to a batting cage. This woman just threw a drink at me. What I look like? If we adults, we can go to some place and sit down and talk. So, but here's the thing, though. When they do this, is it on... If we're being realistic, is it on Yandy? Who else was there? Sierra? Yeah. To let, Erica Banks know the location ahead of time? Or is it on production? Like, who's picking these places?
Definitely production picking these places.
So, like, because what I'm saying is, if they had told her, like, hey, we want you to do this, sit down with Rennie, if she's like, where we send that? The batting cage. Oh, well, I'm not doing that. So... they could have switched already. So y'all trying to get the jump? Like, hey, we're going to call you around 1 o'clock to shoot the scene. And you just got to meet us at this location. Anyway, at the studio, Saucy Santana and Zell are going through a lot. And this is what Saucy's telling us. Zell is not there. He's not feeling the energy. He's not feeling the relationship. And feels like Zell puts his friends before him. And he has trust issues. Zell has trust issues. More on that later.
Right. I mean, I guess he was warranted in his feelings.
Yeah. Before Rashida arrives, Bambi says she is not doing another double date with Carly and doesn't understand Carly's logic of cheating. But back, here's the thing, too. Carly's too old to have that logic. I questioned that logic back in the day when I used to meet women on the PL and you'll be having these little conversations. And I remember I met a girl like, you'll ask that question. You'll be like, when you're young, you'll be like, how many people slept with? You ever cheated before? Blah, blah. And I remember this girl's like, I cheated. And I was like, why? Because he cheated on me. And I said, well, why you just break up with him? I'm like 17, 18 at this time because I really wasn't on the PL past 20. So I'm like,
yeah, no. I don't even think I realized what age you just
stopped doing it because you like, you got your license, you out there meeting people in real life. And you know, you're not staying up late because you got school tomorrow. Carly explains her meetup when Rashida gets there. This is what Carly does with Spice, the 6-page letter, the no apology, no resolution. Rashida says, you know what? I think y'all should hear each other out. And she says, mm-hmm. You guys should be able to be accountable for your words and your actions. And Carly says, wait a second. Spice threatened to bust me in my face when the cameras are off.
You ain't say shit.
I didn't think she was serious. Okay, but you should have said she was accountable.
It was the moment Cardi Red made sense.
Yes. She's like, but she shouldn't even say something. Well, I'm not the accountable police. I said, but what are you doing here?
Right. What are you doing right now?
Cardi feels like everybody is Team Spice, and she's hesitant to go to this Canada trip unless Bambi is going. And Bambi is like, I'll go to Canada. So she gonna go because they got to shoot a scene. This, all right, here's the thing, too. Here's the thing, too. And I understand this. I've seen this in person. When you are in the studio and somebody plays some shit, and it don't really be sounding that great, but you all bobbing your head like, woo, you got one.
This is it.
You got one. No, you don't. But I get it. Studio is hypnotized or whatever. It's no excuse for this Mama D shit that everybody's bobbing their head to.
Like this, Mama D, I don't know what you're talking about. Mama D, she had lines. She had lines. The song was head bobbable. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, my bad. Maybe it's
Mama
me.
D don't miss. What was you saying?
Hey, my bad. Mama D agreed.
Maybe I deserve in that order.
Yeah. Okay.
And Mama D don't miss.
So Mama D greets the guests, Kendra, Shekinah, Eric, and Zell. Mama D says she done lost his weight due to Bambi. And she goes over her meetup, ripping up the degree. She is like, that chick went to Savannah Art Institute and dropped out because her coins weren't right. And Zell was like, you are a hell of a spy. I need you to spy on Saucy since he ain't been talking to me in a few days. And he left with another man after the birthday party and posted it online. Both of y'all young acting. Mama D talks about the last event and Carly being the go-between. So she invited Carly. And Shekinah still not cool with Carly because she put out the rumor that I slept with a married man. So Carly shows up. She speaks to everyone but Shekinah. And then Diamond arrives in stripper heels. Listen, you can tell Shekinah was trying to get some screen time. Because the last time Shekinah opened up about the abortion she had, this time we learned she was a stripper for 6 months. Here's where I have questions, right? If all of us are at a table at this event, before Mama D is about to drop this video, and Shekinah says, I was a stripper for 6 months. I think she says this in her green screen. That's what it's called. But she says, the pastor walked in and told me I wasn't supposed to be here.
And 2 weeks later.
I would have said, what the pastor doing there? Did he tell everybody?
That part. Why was the pastor there?
Like, he don't really have to go in. He could wait at the door and catch all y'all. Like, you know, so I'm like, what is going on? I need more. All right. So the video drops and Mama D is a mermaid and she dissing Bambi, the B-I-C-T-H that she is. Erica thinks it's a bop. Erica Banks. I should point that out because Diamond was laughing, whatever.
Because Mama D, I ain't going to hold you though. Who is the ghostwriter? Because Mama D had lines that I was not.
The problem really wasn't. The lyrics, because she was shooting shots at Bambi. It was the delivery. I'm like, you can't rap. This is not your thing.
Yeah, right. It was a little struggly on the beat. But let me tell you, Mama D had lines, baby. I was like, had you really delivered them? Like, ooh.
But see, then you got to think, like, this all fun and games. You realize this your grandkid's mama. Like, yep. What are we doing here? This is what bothers me the most about this situation. We don't have to say anything to each other, right? I wish Bambi, instead of Bambi trying to fight this battle with Mama D, could have said, Scrappy, I'm not going to say nothing to your mom. If she wants to see her grandkids, she is more than welcome every other weekend when you got them to see your grandkids.
See,
I ain't never got to do, we're going to have two birthday parties. We're going to have two Christmases. I don't want to deal with this woman. I'm done.
That part.
Man, what? Because listen, I'm not familiar with all the Southern sayings. But that whole, if a dog bring a bone, it'll carry one too. And I'm like, didn't the dog carry it to you if it brought it?
Yeah, I was confusion.
So I remember T.I., and I can't remember if it was for Lil Flip or for Luda, because T.I. has some beef there. But he was like, it's like the dog hollering at the moon. The moon don't pay attention, don't know who you are. Like, you just look stupid. That's what Bambi should do to Mama D. Just let her talk to herself. Like, we done with this. So Mama D tells Carly Bambi tried to fight. Oh, no, sorry. Afterwards, Mama D gives Carly a message. It was a big check that says zero fucks. Mama D tells Carly Bam tried to fight her and Bambi doesn't take any accountability and tell Bambi to get off of IG naked. Here's my question, too. Is the shade room? Is Baller Alert? Is Gossip in the City posting Bambi naked? Where are you seeing this woman naked at? Are you going to it to check? I'm confused about this, all right? So she gives her a water bottle and says, thirsty asshole, drink responsibly. And Mama D, even though all this, Mama D's like, I won't be happy if something happens to her because, you know, the grandkids don't have their mom. So Zell is over there hyping Shekinah to go confront Carly. It works. Carly walks off and Shekinah said, you lied to my name to an African-American woman.
The way she was laying it on thick.
Yes. She said, I have a business. So Carly tosses the water bottle. She also blames Shekinah for the issues that her and Spice are having. Is Shekinah going to Canada?
I think so.
Okay. Mama D pulls Diamond to the side to talk about those posts. And Diamond says, listen, I'm being trolled by him and Erica. They're making it look like we in some love triangle, some kind of throuple. I had to defend myself. And Scrappy posted pictures of me in the Bahamas without my knowledge. So what I did is fair game. Erica walks over because it's Erica. Sometimes it's hard. It's hard to love Erica. Sometimes I'm like, because she gives grown women, but be acting so. I was like, what battle are you fighting for her?
Yeah,
for Scrappy.
No, that's
you
real.
Don't need to fight Scrappy's
like,
battle.
What she got up? I was like, girl, you don't even need to go over there. Just because
her whole thing was like, that's my child's father. And so, here's the problem to me. The biggest problem is Scrappy. You too old to make these kind of decisions you make. Like, I don't know Diamond like that. But Diamond give me the vibe that she'll do some shit like this. So me and Diamond can't talk. I'm like, nah. There ain't no phone. I'm not hanging out with you. You act like this. He should be picking more women that act like Erica because Erica keeps shit to the vest. Close to the vest. I really believe they're not messing with each other. But if they were, we wouldn't know until Erica wanted us to know. Anyway, security intervenes. Erica yells she don't got a green screen, but we've known that it falls on deaf ears because we've been seeing Diamond have a green screen for so long. It wasn't like this was the first episode. They argue over who's booked and busy, and Zell with the line of the night, is this over Scrappy? They both said no, but it is really because y'all won't have no other connection. We end things with Zell pulling up on Santana for not talking for 6 days. He questions Santana if he went somewhere else after the birthday party. Uh-huh. And Santana said he went home. This is when we learned that Santana did cheat on him 4 months ago. And Zell said they can move on, but it doesn't look like Zell put it in the past. They argue over who brought who to what table. And now here's the thing. Zell, you are a fun character. Georgia on Hollywood. But Saucy is having his moment. So, yes, Saucy brought you on to this. Saucy says your friends don't care about you. What was your last song? Is what Zell throws at him. And he was like, what was your last? What are we doing? So we got a couple of thank you for your services. He said, I will smack you. He kind of muffs him with his two fingers. Zell walks up on him.
They were serious.
They really
either hard. That or they was acting their ass off. But that whole scene was real because you can tell like Zell was trying to hold himself back, but he couldn't. Yes. It was that moment he got up on him. I was like, oh, he is about to hit him. Like, I just felt it.
I thought so, too. I was like, oh, hold up. I'm sorry, y'all. So I put up Lipstick Alley real quick because I was like, you know what? We're at the 18-minute mark. Still a little early. And the other episode went a little further. And I got the next up coming up. And the first thing I see on here is Princess Love. Yes, oh. Ray J's Princess Love. Booed up with John Boyega. I like this. I like this couple. I like John Boyega. He's a good actor. Let me see if I can. Wait, let me see.
Which one is that, man?
Star Wars, and he was in because y'all know you want to know Star Wars. They clone Tyrone. That's John Boyega, British guy. Yeah.
Okay.
They don't got no pictures though. This is a firsthand account. Yeah, I thought we was gonna see it. Oh no. Okay. All right. Are they following each other? Yeah. That's how they know. Y'all, I couldn't do this job. That could not be my job. You'd be like, so for the next couple of hours, can you just see who's following each other and who's not following each other?
You know what? If I can be anonymous, I think I can, and you paying me to look up meth?
Yeah, that's what I think. Like, people work, that's their job at Shade Room or gossiping. That's their thing.
I think I could do that. I could sit up and look up some meth. Give me some good music. I'm about to vibe the fuck out for the day.
Well, I could have sworn he said he likes his woman blackety black. Technically, she's biracial. All right. But you wouldn't know unless she told you. It wouldn't be like, don't get doxxed. Wonder how she bagged John. All right, I mean, listen. If he like it, let's see. I was trying to see something else. Yeah. I'm happy for her. Don't know anything else about what's going on in their little life. Oh, did you see the looks yet? So we can talk about that tomorrow. The Real Housewives? Yes. Okay, yes, all right, yes. good. Because I didn't know if I was going to have to send that to you or put it in the group. Because I was like, yeah, I saw the looks yesterday for Potomac. I still got to watch Potomac. I watched that tomorrow, too.
I watched that Monday, I think I did.
What was going on Sunday? Oh, thanks, Sarah. Because I was like, why didn't I watch it Sunday? And it was because Sarah was working. And I was like,
Sunday, me and the girls had a little slumber party. And we had made like food, like had our little charcuterie board, we had bottles of wine, we made food, and we was watching movies. And we watched this movie Damsel on Netflix. Have you seen it yet?
That's the one with 11, right? Is that the one?
Yeah, okay. Angela Bassett.
I've heard about it.
It was better than I thought it was gonna be. Like I didn't know what I was expecting, so I just usually assume the worst. But it was a pretty good movie. And then we turned around and had a kid movie and we watched Turbo.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that when I was a kid. We forgot to mention that the song Mama D did was called Thirsty Asshole.
Bruh, the way I was so tickled. I was so tickled that I went to go find it on YouTube because I was like, is this the whole song? Because I need to know who else was writing, what else the other lines were. Because Mama D had lines and I was just tickled.
So I think this is what we were trying to say. Oh, well, I agree with this person. They said, is Diamond stupid for dealing with Scrappy? Yes. However, I think she got off board when she realized the angle they was pushing. Erica's mad because she knows her services are no longer needed if Bambi and Diamond are paying her dust. Maybe she can go to Miami and regurgitate how Shay hurt E-Money too. Oh, E-Money. Because she called it E-Money. I was like, who the hell is E-Money? No, I don't see her going to what's her name?
I feel like Shay and Erica are in a good place. And not like they BFFs, but I just think they passed all of that.
Diamond one-sided beef is cringy. She's the reason Scrappy and Bambi got a divorce, but she's too busy trying to compete with Erica. Erica needs to stop using her and Scrappy daughter as an excuse. She's an adult and she can defend herself. I've never heard of someone being bullied in college. I would like it better if Erica just kept it a buck and said, she's just here to see the karma between Scrappy, Bambi, and Mama D. Shekinah's such a minion. I want to see her get her behind kicked, and Rashida needs to go.
Well, keep it. Speak your mind.
Let's see. This episode broke a lot of the fourth wall. Zell and Santana was arguing over who put who on, and they tried to cut it out. Yeah, they did. They tried to edit around that. Zell tried to say he's the reason Santana got camera time, but Santana said Zell got fired and the only reason they were willing to bring Zell back was because he was with him. I honestly believe Santana because they have for Zell is to be a sidekick to the woman, and the only woman he hangs with is Bambi, barely films anymore. And he don't know Jessica like that. Speaking of which, because I didn't do the next up. We got the Canada trip, Bambi and Sierra clear the air, Jessica White and Spice.
Who was Jessica talking? Oh,
she was talking to Spice. And Spice was like, I don't know you. And she's right. Like someone said, we'll end with these things. I really think Diamond realized Love and Hip Hop was trying to set her up again. She's a bird for sure, but she's not confrontational like you need to be for this show. She was okay playing up the old flame turning role. Getting Dick's last favor from Scrappy. The message she posted between them showed that Scrappy gets her attention by doing things for her. But I don't think she wanted to do the whole triangle mess that Scrappy and Erica love to do. Yeah. I also feel Erica is still resentful over the fact that for years before the show, people played her like she wasn't around because when you saw Scrappy, you saw Diamond and Imani. I love how everybody just spells Imani like E-Money. Diamond, it was... opening stepmom as a teen. So that remark Diamond made about taking care of Imani when she was a child stung. But it's the truth. Even up until recently, Imani had nothing but nice things to say about Diamond. Even when Diamond put out the picture of Imani, picture, and Imani jumped in, she responded nicely and told her she wasn't going to engage with her, from what I recall. So Erica using Imani as a reason to pop off is low because she knows Diamond loved that girl. So no, Erica is not, quote unquote, sitting back and watching Scrappy get his karma. She's defending his honor, which is what I said. Like, you don't, she's as hard as his mama. All these women fight for him. She's ready to throw hands over a picture of a man's back and a few simp ass texts. The same man who promised to help her buy a car for their child. Took photos with said car like a family. Never gave her his share and had her thinking thanking her village for the help less than 2 years ago. And Jessica is giving me Katie Frost vibes. Y'all remember her from Real House of Potomac season one? I need her off TV after this season. All right, guys. That's it. We got to 26 minutes.
It definitely seemed like something is going on with Jess.
Yeah. The second half of this season, she's been weird. Yeah. Been a little bit off. And I feel like it might be a good reason. It might be depression is setting in, or, you know, over her health issues or not being able to bring a child into this world.
I hope we address this instead that we don't know anything about, but instead of making her just seem like silly. Crazy.
Yeah. Yep. All right, guys, that's the episode. We got to talk about this mess between Nene and Portia, the double date Nene went on and all this. Anyway, we'll talk about all that tomorrow. You can tweet me at one and only. You can tweet Shell.
@XXShell. You can follow me on Instagram. Follow me on the Snappy Chat. I am Miz with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website, 1515F. Check out other podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe, support on Patreon. Until next time, guys, I say peace. She says,
bye.